Welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. As we go towards November, I think we all see a coin toss of a race for president. The question is, who will control the United States House?
That is the question.
And who will control the United States Senate? We're going to focus on the United States Senate right now. Joining us on the Quiver River Electric guest line, no, it's not them, but they're Chris Fox from CBS News joins us. Chris, thanks for joining us here in St. Louis.
Thank you very much. I grew up in St. Louis, so it's always great to be on St. Louis.
Where'd you go to high school?
There we go. St. Louis Priory.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I hope they taught you something. I know that that's an easy, hard place to be in there. Hey, Chris.
I hope they did, too.
Right,
it's a good school.
Oh, it's a great school.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah. So, Chris.
We'll see if they taught me anything.
Right. The Democrats control the United States Senate. The Republicans need to move two seats. I think we all know Joe Manchin's retiring from West Virginia. It's a foregone conclusion that that seat's going to go to the Republicans, which puts the focus on the state of Montana and incumbent John Tester, who always seems to pull a rabbit out of his hat. But polling doesn't look good right now, does it?
For me? We're focused heavily down here in Texas on Ted Cruz's re-election campaign in Texas going against Colin Allred. And that's where why Vice President Kamala Harris is in Houston today campaigning for Colin Allred. And so she's got a rally set up. We found out where it is finally. Beyonce will be attending with her, Willie Nelson, as well as Tina Knowles. And it is today somewhere between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. 8 p.m. At Shell Energy Stadium. That's where the Houston Dynamo play soccer. And so also across the state in Austin, where I am, former President Trump will be arriving at about 12:30 today. He's here talking about two things, immigration, border security, and migrant crime. And so he's also scheduled to speak with Joe Rogan. And it'll be interesting because Joe Rogan back in August is the one who actually led the campaign for promoting Robert Kennedy Jr., former President Trump to take to social media with the message basically saying you're going to get booed at the next UFC match, MAGA 2024. So a lot of the attention is on Texas. The two big issues, obviously, one for the Democrats is abortion rights. Texas has one of the strictest abortion bans in the country, and Kamala Harris is expected to be campaigning with Kate Cox and Amanda Zarowski, two women who had to flee the state to get an abortion due to health concerns. And so that'll be the big issue for the Democrats. For the Republicans, again, border security and immigration.
So that Colin Allred, Ted Cruz race is interesting because that's a bit of a sleeper nationally. Folks, I think, believe Cruz wins re-election. How does it feel on the ground? Is it close? Do you sense any momentum in either direction?
The last time a Democrat was elected in statewide office in Texas was 1993, I believe. So, yeah, it's one of those I'll believe it when I see it. But Colin Allred has done well on the campaign trail. He's raised a great deal of money. It's also interesting to see him campaigning with Kamala Harris because when President Biden was running for office, running for re-election, Colin Allred kind of separated himself from the president. And it's interesting to see him kind of come back to the fold with the Democrats.
Yeah. Are there any of these Senate races in the country that you think might be a surprise on election night?
Well, that's a great question. And I none are jumping to mind, but I've been focusing primarily in Texas.
All right, he's Chris Fox with CBS News, kind enough to join us here on The Voice of St. Louis,
yeah,
a Priory graduate.
Home.
Thanks so much, Chris.
I used to listen to Jim White overnight.
Oh, that which goes bump in the night.
Yeah.
He was the greatest. Oh,
you
big
can't
fan
fix
of Jim White.
Stupid.
That's right.
All right, Chris, thanks so much.
Hey, take care.